The president wants to get rid of Obamacare again. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Last night, the Department of Justice said it's backing a recent court ruling that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. That ruling's being appealed, but this is a big endorsement from the Trump administration. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been following this and is right here. Justin, remind us what this court ruling we're talking about is.
Sure. So back in December, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the entire healthcare law is unconstitutional. The suit was over the law's individual mandate. That's the part of the law that says you'll get hit with a penalty if you don't have health insurance. Now, at the time, the Trump administration backed part of the lawsuit. It said, sure, some of the law should be struck down, the mandate and also some of the law's consumer protections, like the part about protecting people with pre-existing conditions. But now, with the case on appeal, the DOJ effectively says that the whole law should get struck down.
So what would that mean?
Well, basically, it means that the Trump administration isn't going to challenge the Texas ruling as it goes through the appeals process. It's in front of an appeals court right now, and either way, experts think this is most likely headed for the Supreme Court, probably in 2020.
Well, meanwhile, as this is going on, I mean, how are the actual markets functioning right now?
Sure. So we also just learned that almost 11.5 million people signed up for health insurance on the ACA exchanges this year. That might sound like a lot, but it's a number that's been declining. It's down almost 300,000 from the previous year. The administration's been rolling back some of the law. It's also spending less on advertising. But the government has said that the average price for its healthcare plans dropped by 1.5%. In the meantime, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she plans to unveil a new healthcare proposal later today.
All right, Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 4 to 5 tenths percent range, with the Dow future up 134 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.45%. The Marketplace team is in the UK this week, covering the latest Brexit developments and answering your questions, starting with the fundamentals, like, why Brexit again? Host Kai Rizdal kicks that off for us with the BBC's Anu Anand.
So, question number one, going away, why does the UK want to leave the European Union?
So many different reasons, Kai, and, you know, they kind of cause more problems than they solve. So immigration is one. People feel there's too many outsiders. You know, jobs, the lack of control over local economies, globalization, you know, but and some of it is just we just don't like what's going on. It's not sort of Brexit. It's just kind of a kick in the teeth for politicians.
Is there an element of this that is we want Britain the way it used to be?
Absolutely. I think there is. You know, it's a little hard to quantify that. But if you look at the people who voted in the referendum, more of the eligible older voters came out, fewer of the younger voters.
Just yesterday, by the way, we had more Brexit news. The British Parliament temporarily seized control of the Brexit process away from Prime Minister Theresa May, which means they're in charge now of throwing out ideas and voting on them. Lawmakers there are going to vote on a pile of different ideas on how exactly to deal with Brexit, because Britain still hasn't figured that out. Meanwhile, several cabinet members resigned last night, among them the business minister who accused the government of playing roulette with the lives and livelihoods of the British people. He said the failure to rule out a hard Brexit has caused Britain to lose out on investment and created a sense of ridicule for British business across the world. You can see what Kai and the Marketplace team are up to on Instagram. We're at MarketplaceAPM, and we've got more Brexit coverage at marketplace.org. Reasons to go to Mexico: history, culture, beaches, and dental work, medical tourism. As part of our series, Business at the Border, Marketplace's Andy Euler talked with some Americans about why they prefer to get their teeth fixed south of the border.
Over a couple of margaritas in a cabrito restaurant just off the main drag in Nuevo Progreso, Mexico, co-workers Amanda Rodas and Mike French are discussing their plans for the day.
I actually have to have 2 root canals and a crown.
Not really a vacation. Nuevo Progreso is a border town just on the other side of McAllen, Texas. They made the 5-hour drive from Bastrop, Texas this morning.
I don't have dental insurance, and I know that it's going to cost thousands of dollars back home to get something like that done.
The dentist next door is charging $350. French is the one who told her about the dentist in Mexico. He was self-employed, and when he retired, he needed a lot of work done.
And my dentist wanted like $25,000 to do it. And I came down here and got it all done for around $3,500.
More than $20,000 less. But can you trust the work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the best I've ever been to.
Maria Howell is a dentist in San Antonio, Texas. Her aunt and uncle are dentists, too, in Mexico. She says Americans have been going to her relatives for decades.
So many people think that it's new, and it's not. I'm 60-plus years old, and that's all I've ever known.
Howell's also a spokesperson for the American Dental Association. She doesn't think there's a competition between American dentists and their counterparts in Mexico, but she does warn that dental tourism has a downside.
Sometimes it doesn't work out because you have to travel. If you have complications, do you have to travel back to have that looked at and cared for?
Mike Meek is a dentist in Austin, Texas. He doesn't have a lot of sympathy for people who get work done in Mexico and then have to come back to him for fixes.
And they seem to resent the idea that they've got to pay here in the States to have care.
Meek is also the first to admit that the way dental insurance works in America is one of the main reasons things are a lot more expensive here.
Third-party payer systems drive costs higher.
He also doesn't think things are going to change anytime soon. He expects Texans will be taking trips to Mexico for their dental work for as long as he's around. In Nuevo Progreso, Mexico, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Citigroup is facing a $1.2 million fine in Japan for allegedly manipulating prices in the Japanese government bond futures market. Japanese regulators say Citigroup placed orders to buy futures without actually ever intending to execute them. This was allegedly a way to manipulate supply and demand of futures. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.